Live.
We should be live.
Okay.
Yeah, we're live.
So hello to everybody listening out there in YUTorah.org land. Okay. I heard today from Rabbi Shechter told me there are a lot of hits on that website.
Oh, damn. Really?
I've
been on it before, yeah.
But no, on the Eddie Sheeran.
Oh, yeah.
You think you're the only one getting to Eddie Sheeran, Jason. And you're going to start complaining soon. You thought you were like...
I shouldn't have even paid money to go to OJ.
That's right.
YUTorah.
That's it. I hear. That's it. That's it. If I care, we should start, have a subscription. You have to pay money to get online.
You
can't
pay money for Torah.
We should sell it to other
issues.
Sell it to
other issues. We pay for room and board.
I hear. I hear. Okay.
There's loopholes to everything.
Minani Mili. We're up to now finally getting into the crux of the Gemara. How do we know this halacha that we have in our Mishnah that you cannot turn the Edom Zimmin into Bnei Grusha Bnei Chalutza? Where would that come from? Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Damar Kro, Vasisim Loi Kasha Zomam. So the first drush is Loi Veloi Lazaroi. So the drasha, very important to be medayik in what this drasha is. The drasha is saying, you do to him what he intended to do. But you do it only to him. The Gemara's drasha is, loy v'leleh zar, only to him and to nobody else. So the Gemara apparently is holding that his zmama included not only the person, the nidoin himself, but also his children. If he's a cholol, if he's a ben grushis, children will also be halalim. So therefore, vasisim loy kashizomam lasis, to do kashizomam would have entailed passing not only the edim themselves, but also their children. But now we have a drasha. Loy v'loy lezara. You cannot passel the children, only him. Right, the Gemara, v'lipsaluhu ledidei, v'loy lipsaluhu lezara. Well, okay, so let's only passel him and not his children. What's the big deal? The father from now on is a cholo. His children will be kohanim. So the Gemara answer is, Ba'inen kasha zamam lasayis veleiko. You're in big trouble. His mama included not only him, but the children also. But the Torah doesn't allow you to do kasha zamam except to the edim themselves and not to the children. So since we are not actually giving him kasha zama when he was zaymim lasayis, we do nothing. Rashi says, v'loy lezaro, v'im ta'aseo chalol, v'hu kayen, pasalte zare lo'ilam. V'inim kasha zamam, v'hu zamam lipslesa nidoin v'zaro. And you can't do to him and more, you can't do to him anything except for him himself and not his children. Therefore, the din will be that you cannot be mekayim on these edim kasha zama. Yeah. I wish I took his. He may be very insulted. He may think I don't like his. You insulted? Tell the truth. Come on.
A little bit.
Yes, mechila from him too. I hear. A little bit insulted. In the Shia, we don't little bits, we don't little more, we don't less. We define things precisely. You're going to have to define after Shia clearly your insults. Fair enough? Ritva says, V'liv salula di David, v'liv salula zari. The Ritva here is coming to explain what was his havamina. How could you do that? Perish. The chevan shein psulam elamiderach knas milsa de efshahu shia hu pasul v'zari kosher. See, since this whole din is knas, we're giving a knas. So says the Ritva, it was conceivable that the knas could have only been meted out on the father, but not on the children at all. So the chiddush of this drush is kasha zamam, and as in theory, that's possible. But in practicality, kasha zamam, since the din requires that you do to them what they were zemim lasayis, and you're not doing that, because they were zemim lasayis, not only him, but also the children, therefore, there is no kasha zamam here. We'll be masbir this a little more. Behemshech haTorah. Okay. Taisvus. Bainin kasha zamam v'leika. Kasha. Hey, shemidin shum mitzri sheni. Danin boin lifsel zaroi kim lifseloi. Im ken nifsel. Taisma says, I'll give you a case. I'll give you an example of where we can passel a father and will not passel the children halachically and legally. And it is kashazom lasois, where they were made on someone that he is a mitzri sheni. Where in that case, what's the halachas, Rabbi Isai? Everyone knows the halachas of mitzri sheni. What are the mitzri sheni? Of mitzrim in general. Cannot marry a Jew. He cannot marry into Kal Hashem for how long?
Third generation.
Right. Tera said, which parsha was that in, Chevra? Do you know which parsha?
Ki
Tate. Wow. Ooh, so you want to say with the psukim?
No, I only know that. I didn't even lay the whole thing. I know because the other rabbi told us. Even though it was my bar mitzvah parsha, I still don't know.
You're an honest guy, at least. So that is correct. In other words, the Torah here in Parashas Kisei say outlines the dinim of the Mitzrim, and there are various amim. Oh, Torah lists out various amim that can and cannot enter into Klal Yisrael. Do you remember? The parasha said, actually, we'll just take a little digression for a moment. It is interesting. Gam dor asiri le'yovo lehem b'kal Hashem ad oylam. Torah forbids Amoinim and Moavim to marry into Klal Yisrael forever. Why is that? Al dvar asher le'kidmu eschem b'lechem v'mayim b'derech b'tzeischem mimitzrayim v'asher socher lech esbilam b'mbor mipesor aram naharayim l'kalaleko. Torah outlines two reasons. Number one is because they didn't come out and greet you b'lechem v'mayim when you left. I mean, it's coming in through the years when you're in the desert. You came into Eretz Yisrael. And number two is because they hired Bilam ben Beor to be Mekalel Klal Yisrael. So the Ramban asks over here, it's not true. He said the Am that was actually hired Bilam was Mayav. But Mayav did greet Klal Yisrael b'lechem v'mayim. They just hired Bilam to destroy them. So the Ramban answer is each one's going on a different person. Amoini, the Amoinim are wiped out le'olam because they did not greet them b'lechem v'mayim b'derech b'tzeischem b'mitzrayim. The Mayavim are going to be cursed because why? Because they hired Bilam ben Beor to curse them. It's very interesting, Klolo. They were made skal because they didn't greet them b'lechem v'mayim. So the Ramban explains because the Amoinim and Mayavim are technically, they're b'nei loy. They're mishpacha, chevra. Mishpacha is supposed to greet mishpacha properly. If you're going and hiring somebody to be mekalel, you're not greeting them. The Torah gives, look at this klola, le'olam. They can't enter into Klal Yisrael. However, so the Torah tells us two things. The Adoimim, who is Edom, who's been Edom? Who are they from? Esav. They're even closer, Mishpach. So Edom, they weren't great, but Lamais, in the end of the day, they are a shtickle Mishpacha. Therefore, the Torah says they're not Loilim, they're only two generations. And the Mitzrim, well, they're pretty bad too. But they had a different schus. What was their schus? They did take care of us in Mitzrayim. Remember, Paro inserted Yosef as being the Shelet on Mitzrayim. So therefore, the Mitzrayim only have a klala of two generations. Notice everything so meduyuk. Everybody got what they did. The Amoinim Moavim for what they did, Le'olam. Adayim, they didn't do anything, the Adayimim, not anything bad enough to leave out two generations, but fart their Mishpacha. And the Mitzrim, because they had a schus, they lemaisa, they did a taiva, they are also only two generations. Yeah. For Taisvis, he's made as a mitzri sheni. The dar shlishi is yavod b'kal Hashem. So therefore, why is the halacha going to be that if they're made and somebody that's a mitzri sheni, you can't make the Edom Zayim into mitzri sheni? In fact, the Marsha over here, There is over here a basic problem, however. Where does it say that you cannot make the Edom into a Mitzri Sheni? Hello? Nowhere. That's the Marsha's question. Saz Koshe, my Kushya, Dame Kushya, Dehochi, Udenipsel. Maybe it really is become possible. Maybe you do really turn the Edom into Mitzri Shanim. So the Achronim say here, anybody have a Svara? Want to say anything? In Svara, why can't it be? Why can't it be, Jason?
Well, didn't Tosu say because with the Ishto issue?
Yeah, Tosu is going to give an answer, but like the premise of the question was it can't be. The Marsha is asking, well, maybe it is. Maybe Taka the Edom, you do make the Edom into Mitzri Sheni. The Gemara only talks about Ben Grushim and Chalutza. Maybe Taka Mitzri Sheni, that would be the Halacha. Maybe. How do you know that? How do you know it's not true? No Gemara, no Pasuk. We don't know Gemara Pasuk. You come up with one, it's your Chiddush, huh?
No Kashra Zaman.
Why not? Yeah, but that's Taisa's answer. But Taisa assumed, knew in his questioning before the answer. He knew it wasn't going to be true.
You could say from his father.
Huh? Oh, so somebody says that. Somebody, one of the Achronim says that something very interesting, that what if, right, in other words, if the father would be a Mitzri Rishon, you're saying a little differently. You're saying because the father would be a Mitzri Rishon.
Yeah.
You're not saying that. They're saying a little differently. The saying is because if you're made on somebody that he would be a Mitzri Sheni, what if you were made on somebody that he would be a Mitzri Rishon?
One minute.
What if you're made on somebody who's a Mitzri Rishon?
You're right, it wouldn't be true.
Then you can't have Kasha Zama.
Right.
So if you're made on somebody he's a Mitzri Sheni, it's worse. Then you can't do Kasha Zama. It's counterintuitive.
If
you were made him, he's a Mitzri Rishon, you couldn't make the Edom into a Mitzri Rishon. But a Mitzri Sheni, that you can do. How could it be? It's counterintuitive.
Why?
Because if anything, you're being more makel on them. By saying that the Edus is less chomer to say it's a Mitzri Sheni than a Mitzri Rishon. So how can it be that the Edom Zeman and Mitzri Rishon don't become Mitzrim? But in a Mitzri Sheni they do become Mitzrim.
Yeah, because you low, because that positive.
But it just doesn't make sense. It's counterintuitive. Yeah, but the there has to be a logic to the Psulim. It can't be. So therefore Tysus assumed it is counterintuitive. It can't be that somebody could be a Mitzri Sheni. If you can't make someone into a Mitzri Rishon, how can you make somebody into a Mitzri Sheni? So based on that, Taisus' premise is it's not going to happen. The question is, why not? What's the source? What's the makor? Yishleimar, demikol mokom ish tenifseles, depost lebiyosa yuchsi vasisim loy kashe zomam loy veloy liishtoy. Taisvus has a solution. Taisvus says, okay, you can't make the children into Mitzri. But guess what? You are going to, by virtue of turning him into a Mitzri Sheni, you may not passel the children, but you will passel the wife. Because if a Mitzri Sheni is bo on a Yisraelis, that is a Bia, that would be a Bia Sur, it would passel her l'kahuna. Would make her into a Chalala. Therefore, says Taisvis, you cannot turn this person into a Mitzri Sheni. Yeah.
Can you turn him into a Mitzri Sheni if he's not married?
But you're telling him is that he, if he would get married, and is assuming he's going to get married, that's the assumption.
This doesn't pass on anybody besides himself.
Right, but it's saying we're assuming he's going to get married. Would be married. In other words, the potential is there to apostle his wife. Even the potential would be enough to say you're doing more. You're doing to him something that he.
You know. What if he's a mamzer?
Well, that Taisus talked about. Taisus said, well, why not? What if they're made that he's a mamzer? Taisus talked about that. Taisus said that you can't make him into a mamzer. But that's partially you can't make him into a mamzer because that would apostle the children.
Someone that can't get married. No, meaning that this guy, what's his mamzer? I mean, that this Mitzri Sheni. Not married, can't get married.
Yeah, let's say it's a psu'a
daka. So he can't get married.
Can't get married. Some reason he can't get married. Okay, we'll see. Good question. We'll see. The Ritva here asked Taisus Kasha. Kosu v'Taisus. Shemidu alav shemitzri sheni haya shezara haya kosher shem shlishi. Afilo achi loikin de'ein v'ein ifsalin. Dakat ikla medrash loy v'lel ishtoy v'afilo ein loy isha ein loy ein lach loik. So he came to answer David's question. V'afilo ein loy isha ein lach loik. So I'm telling you why. Because even if he has no wife, but the fact that potentially he would cause psul in the wife is sufficient to say that you're doing something more to him. You're doing something more to him, namely you're apostling somebody else as well. If lu yitzor, he would have a wife. Says the gabi zara ishem kare shaloi shayach lerma delecha kashu zamam. I understand that the children which are a hemshich of the father, it's not called kashu zamam if you don't do to the children what, if you don't also do to the children what he intended to do to his children. In other words, the children are considered to be a hemshich of a father. There's a klal, bra kara davuain. Bra, which means what in Aramaic? Bra?
Son.
Kara?
Close.
Huh?
Close.
No, kara means limb, a limb. L-I-M-B, limbs. Bra kara davuain. A bra, son is considered like a limb of his father. So therefore, the Ritva says, I understand Kasher Zamam to do to him what he wanted to do, what he wanted to do to this Nidoin included what he wanted to do to the children. Because that's what you do to him is what you do to his children is him. They're all one. Good, the wife doesn't become possible, but the Zmama doesn't have to include the wife. It just has to include him. He's asking the Ritva. He's saying it's not mischaver. He's saying it's not mischaver, kol tzerech, doesn't make sense. He says he understands the children have to become posel. Kasher zama means what he wanted to do to the children, but he wanted to do the wife, that's not kasher zama. And even if the wife won't become posel, that would still be called kasher zama lasos. Elish yesh leimar, shedina memes. It's certainly true you can't make the Edom into Mitzri Sheni, and the reason is Shalei Chalka Terve Psula Yuchsen. The Ritva has his own teretz. He says, once you see that the teretz says you can't make Edom into a Cholol, we learn from there the teretz says you cannot passel the Edom, turn the, to Aser them and Psula Yuchsen, to Aser their Yichus in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Limud. Teretz Megal Bech, Megal everywhere. Huh?
That means other people.
Other people.
Nothing to do with Kasher Zamam.
No, he's saying it's just like a lima. Like the Torah said, here you can't do it. It's a rule. You can't brand somebody a puzzle.
So why did the pasuk say only Zaro? She said Zaro and maybe the Ishtar or something.
What?
You said that by the pasuk. You're saying that the pasuk said
well, that's what we learned from. We learned from there you can't make someone to a cholol. So the Rebbe says we learned from the fact you make someone to a cholol, you can't make him to anything else either. Not mom's there, not okay, shaming, so not anything.
Where does Tosfos get his answer from?
Taisus got his answer from its own drusha. Taisus said, "Vasisim loy," just like we made a drusha, "loy v'lezarot," means dafka him and not anyone else. To apostle him would apostle would be tantamount to apostling a wife too, potentially apostling a wife. That can't be. That can't be. In other words, somebody like David asked, what if he doesn't have a wife? I mean, I think a more basic answer is, it can't be. The Torah said, sometimes you can make a mitzvah, sometimes you can't. So obviously, once we know, once, yeah, it's like a low plug, it's more than a low plug idea, it's like, it's a gilui, it's megala to me, that he can see if he would have a wife, he could be a mitzri sheni, then if he doesn't have a wife, the Torah basically is saying, you can't make someone into a mitzri sheni. But the Taisvus has said something else, Taisvus saying the drasha is, loy veloy li'ishtoi.
Why, if it doesn't say that, why is he assuming the wife's included in the
He's making his own drasha, because vasisim lo, you do to him. Him is a miyut from anyone else.
Why does it say that?
So even though the Gemara brings a drush of Zara, it's lav dafka. It means Zara v'lo ishtei too. Huh? So now, what is the Ritva's question? He's asking, I understand that Kasher Zamam would include the children. But Kasher Zamam doesn't have to include anybody else. So it is Kasher Zamam if you would aser the Edim, even if you don't passel the wife. That would theoretically be Kasher Zamam. Kasher Zamam is only not accomplished when the children are not included. But when the wife is not included, so what? This obviously is not Taisus Shita. Taisus obviously holds it's not Kasher Zamam, unless the wife is included as well. Tell me, Shia,
this is the same thing that we were saying yesterday, that he holds that there's no, like, in between, that there's no, like we said yesterday, there's no in between.
Alternative?
Like, there's no, like, less lower level of kashrut zomim, like Rashi said. So you're saying that there is a level, lower level, where Tosos
holds.
One minute, there is a lower level. Well, that's just an explaining the sugya. The drosh is, it's not a sheet about things. It's just, I was saying they had to say that because otherwise the Gemara had no meaning. That was what we were saying yesterday. The Gemara couldn't be read unless you explain Rashi and Tosos in that way. But here we're saying, here there's an assumption being made over here by the Ritva. The Kasha Zomam. What you have to do it, you have to, it's not kasha zomim unless you include the children. Their zmama is him and his children, but the Adam's zmama is not the wife. Taisvis is disagreeing. Taisvis is saying it's not only him, but it is also the wife. The zmama is including the wife as well. In fact, Rabbi Kibager asks over here a kasha. He says, on our Taisvus, lichora dain kasha. Even after Taisvus answer, there's a mandamar in Yavamas in Perika Oral that says that a mitzri sheni does not passel his wife. According to that frak Taisvus, then the question comes back: why can't you turn the Adam into a mitzri sheni? According to Rabbi, why don't you make the Adam into a mitzri sheni? And Rabbi Kibager leaves this kasha,
so
but Tzarachin, huh?
So we just handed it because we darsh men, you can't make anybody.
But the drush is, ain't a place, loy v'loy l'ishtai. Who else? He's not going to pass anybody else. Huh?
We can't make their yichus pass.
That was the Ritva.
Taisus
is not saying that.
I thought Ritva said that.
Ritva says, we learn from there that elish lechalka terev b'psula yuchsin. You can't make Adam, you can't give the Adam a psul yuchsin, a psul. You can't pass. You can't give them a status of psul. You can't do that.
So in this case, even going to that one level, you're still getting a status of psul, even though it's not affecting anyone else. The Ritva's answer could be applied here.
Taisus obviously doesn't hold of it. Taisus doesn't give this answer. Taisus is giving a very technical point. He's saying that the reason why you can't turn the Adam into mitzvah sheni is because they'll passel the wives, and the Torah doesn't allow you to do that. But see some loy, loy,
but loy, lishta. The Ritva only brought on his Torah because he didn't agree with that.
Right.
Taisus doesn't mean Taisus doesn't hold of that.
Well, then if Taisus is holding the Ritva's Torah, so why didn't he say it?
Like as a second Torah?
Yeah, or first Torah. If once you see that a Rishon gives a different solution, it means he doesn't hold the other solution. Taisus obviously didn't hold of the solution. Taisus obviously is answering, you could theoretically give a psul yuchsin if you could find the case. Taisus is saying you can't find the case because he'll passel his wife. Rabbi Kibager, well, I got your case. But according to Rabbi Yossi, a mitzvah sheni doesn't passel a wife.
Oh, it doesn't?
Now,
Rabbi Kibager's case is the only theoretical case. There's no other case possible.
Well, if you have one, then you have solved Rabbi Kibager's question. But someone else beat you to it, Yeshua. The Meiri beat you to it. The Meiri thought of something. Rabbi Kibager never saw the Meiri. It's not a kasha, Rabbi Kibager. Why didn't he know the Meiri? Because the Meiri was first discovered, anybody know when? Approximately when?
A little while ago,
right? It was maybe less than 100 years ago. The Meiri was a whole big discovery. The Mishnah Berura mentions Meiris from time. It says, Hanidpas Mechadash, what was recently printed Meiri. It was in his time already. It was a recently printed Sefer. And I mentioned to you that, maybe I mentioned some of you anyway, Rabbi Baruch Ber, when he was shown the Meiri, Rabbi Baruch Ber was a Talmud of Reb Chaim. He wouldn't look at it. So the Rebbe Nishkahat, the Rebbe didn't have it, I don't have to look at it either. Reb Chaim didn't have a Meiri, I don't need a Meiri. So he would refuse to see it. But and in any case, we have the Meiri. We were zeichet to it.
Where did we discover it?
We don't. Our Rebbe, I guess, is not Reb Chaim exactly. Only, so therefore, we have the schus to be able to look at the Meiri. So the Meiri says, So the Meiri said, how was it discovered?
Yeah, like where?
I don't know, some museum somewhere. I don't know.
It was in the trash.
The Vatican. Well, supposedly they have like thousands
they,
of.
They
like,
do. They do. Yeah. They do. They do. There are people, there used to be a couple of Yidden They're not alive anymore. I don't know who's doing this anymore. Yeah, there was a Yid by the name of Misha Hirschler. You ever heard that name? And a Yid of Bloy. And both of those two used to scour the world going through museums and any place they could looking for Kisvei Yad. And they described to me once what it means. And you say, what does it mean looking for Kisvei Yad? You walk into a room like the size of a football field. Huge room. And it's just Kisvei Yad. And you just sit down and start looking, trying to find something that, you know, may be valuable, something that no one's ever seen, something that is unusual, and that's what they did. They spent hours and hours going through Kisvei Yad until they hit on something. Sometimes the museums cataloged what they found, but very often they had no idea. They didn't know what it was, and they just stored it in a storage room downstairs. And the original, when this became popular, the original time Kisvei Yad came in was when somebody discovered in a Geniza. You know what a Geniza is? What Geniza means? You're Seamus. What do you do? What do you do when you have a safer and you want to get rid of it? You can't throw it out. You can't burn it. You can't throw it in the garbage. So you put it into Seamus. We call it Seamus. What is Seamus? Seamus means Seamus Hashem's. When your Seamus Hashem cannot be destroyed, so you bury it. So in Cairo, there was a massive room outside a shul that just contained, a 2-3-story tall building almost of Seamus from hundreds of years. So they collected them, and people started discovering there's svarim here. So that was one of the first, and after that it became popular for the next 20, 30, 40 years, all the way to these two Yidden I mentioned. I don't know anyone who's doing it anymore, to look around and try to discover Kisvei Yad. Okay.
They give out the Vatican, they take pictures of it, and they give you there's one of the college here.
Well, it's likely by now. I don't think these Yidden actually go into the Vatican and go to it, but they have copies and microfilms of their stuff, but you still have to go through them to find something. Some of it can be, you know, all you're looking at is all the things we have already. You're looking at Sidurim, you're looking at Chumashim. It's painstaking work. In any case, having given you that little introduction to Kisvei Yad, that is where the Meiri is from. So the Meiri over here, believe it or not, asked Rabbi Kveger's Kasha. Unbelievable. Uviktsas likute geonim raisi shim hayaze muchzuk beYisrael veidu lav shumitzri sheni. This already is Taisa's question. V'nimtza shepaslu lova bekol af baze en omrinim en omrinim lekayim bay hazama gemur la saisi mitzri sheni af al pish en zari nifsel bekach shere dor shlishi roi lova bekol shemikomokom ledas ha'omer shemitzri sheni abal kohenes val yisraelis asoch lolo. Hare ein kan loy levadoi. Uchashem shata oimer loy vele le zaroi. Kachata oimer loy vele levadoi. Now he asks Rabbi Kveger's question. Va'af le das oimer. Shle asoch lolo uchshera le kahuna. What a find. To find a rish and ask Rabbi Kveger's kasha. Uha. Mikol mokom ein kan loy levadoi. Vere posle asa'av be'eda zu gamkein. Vafata derish loy veloy lo aviv. That's kind of odd. Bishlama, listen up carefully. Bishlama psul to him that he's responsible for. He's responsible for the psul to his children. He's responsible for psul to his wife. What are you going to do? Apostle the father too? What does he mean? That's what it would mean?
How do you give aid to someone who's a bad mitzvah?
Huh?
The second generation mitzvah, where you're giving aid to the fact that he's a bad mitzvah, they've been forgiving aid to the father too.
So the Zmama Lasseis means you'd have to passel the father too. Why is that? In other words, we have over here a fascinating difference. I'm assuming now that Taisus is like the Meiri. I'm going with the assumption that Taisus will answer Rebbe's Kasha like the Meiri. So you have here a machloikis, Taisus and Ritva, which is like mina kotza lakotza, from one end to the other. Taisus is saying that Kasha Zomam goes back to the father. And the Ritva is saying it don't go back to anybody. May the children, yeah, because they're karadavuin, but nobody else. What's going on?
Yeah. Kosos is basically saying, like, we're labeling you a kasher, a mitzri sheni. So all the halachos that apply to that label, every single little parameter.
Good word. He's saying label. That is a key word here. He's saying Taisus understanding Kasha Zamam is a label. What's the Ritva saying?
That it's, we're just like giving you that status.
Yeah, status is also
right,
a label.
So, just to you though.
That's not Lomdishol. Come on, do better than that. According to the Ritva, what are we not doing? Lumdus, what are we not doing? What are we doing according to Taisvis? Shaul's word is label. I would say status. You're conferring a status. And the status is not a simple status. It's a status of Yichus. In order for the status to be conferred, it is what a psul Yichus, which implies it's familial. If you're calling him a Mitzri Sheni, by definition, you're calling the father a Mitzri Rishon. It can't be otherwise. The Psul Yichus is familial. You can't, once you're conferring this status, Kasher Zomam was, they were trying to confer a status. The status was a status of Yichus. Once that status is Yichus, is familial, it implies the entire family is confined and contained in that zmama. But the Ritva doesn't hear it that way. Ritva hears something else. The Ritva seems to understand. Yeah, anyone? We're on the verge of it, just say it.
They both agree it doesn't apply, right?
They're both agreeing it doesn't imply, but the Taisus is saying that if it would apply, you'd have to apostle the Adam Zayman's entire family. The Ritva seems to be saying, no, you don't have to. Children, yeah, but nobody else. Why? Why is that? What would Kasha Zama mean for the Ritva? Huh? Good, that's very good. That's why we go back to that knas. But what? It's not a status, it is...
I just like him.
You're giving him the dinim. The halachas of... You're not making him into a Mitzri Sheni. He's not a Mitzri Sheni. You're giving him the halachas of a Mitzri Sheni. That's why the Ritva asked, if you're giving him the halachas of a Mitzri Sheni, well, why can't you only do that for the father and not for the son? What's it got to do with everybody else? You're not making him become a Mitzri Sheni. You're giving him the halachas of a Mitzri Sheni. Ah, halachas of a Mitzri Sheni. So halachas, why can't we do that to him? Now, the Ritva points out that you are including the children. Why are you including the children? Because the children are crucial here. Because the children brought kara davoin. What they wanted to do to the father... What you're doing to a father includes the son because the son is like one with a father. Therefore, Kasha Zomam would have included the Edim also. But it's only the Dinim. It doesn't mean the whole status itself. And there might be a nafkamin in this. Heavy nafkamin in this. Let's imagine for a moment. I mean, we're talking about Mitzri Sheni. Truth is a good place to start. A Mitzri Sheni is posel lavoi b'kol. When you have a psukol, there are two qualities to having a psukol. It is true. What can a Mitzri? Who can he marry? Who can he not marry? He can only marry another psukol. He can't marry Yisrael, but he can marry a psukol. Gear too. If in theory the Adam Zemimin would become Mitzri Sheni, could they now marry a Mitzri Sheni?
Because he has all the alums of Mitzri Sheni.
So that might have been a nafkamini. According to the Ritva, you only give him halachas. He's not a Mitzri Sheni. You're giving him chumras, not giving him any kulas.
Who would he marry, though?
He's in big trouble.
He just married Gerim.
That's it, Gerim.
We also say it doesn't apply.
Gerim, that's it. That is it. I was thinking about it. He is going to have to marry Gerim. There's nobody else. You know what? A Safi Mams is a little bit like that, too, though. Can't marry Soul, can't marry buddy, can't marry moms, he can't marry anybody else. He basically can't marry he can only what?
He is Yisrael though.
It's a Suffolk Yisrael. Suffolk. There are certain kinds of Suffolk Mamzerim that meet Rabbanan. You're right. We have a drasha that Mamzer Vadim are Rabbanan, Vlay Mamzer Suffolk. But there are examples, and there are Rabbanans involved in a Suffolk Mamzer that he cannot marry a Mamzer, but he can't marry Yisrael either.
So that Mamzer also means Gair. Gair. He's like a Suffolk Mamzer.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not such a foreign idea. There is a Muslim of a person who can only marry Gair.
This, like, half Mitzri Sheni, I thought you said, can marry
I'm saying it's like a Suffolk Mamzer.
Well, we're totally like
a Suffolk Mamzer can marry another Suffolk Mamzer, no?
No. No, because on the Tzad that he's a Mamzer, the Tzad that he's not, they're also to marry each other.
Tosfos.
Mishnah Kiddushin, Yeshua. I'll show it to you later. Is that a Kiddushin in front of you? Is that?
Tosfos would say you can't marry
another Suffolk. Is a Kiddushin there? Sorry.
There's one there.
Look it up if you want. It's Samtaf, Samich Ches. Say there. Okay. I saw Kasha from a. In fact, we may even have it in the back. So do you guys have a Radal? Do you guys have a Radal in the back of your Gemara? Sorry, what is that?
Why wouldn't they be allowed to marry Mr. Shane? If they're saying they're Mr. Shane, they're Mr. Shane.
According to Tysus, it'll come out that way. Huh? The Avenida would come out with a cooler. It would come with an amazing thing. Hard to believe.
But that's such a cooler. You still can't marry in his house.
I know, but he's somebody couldn't marry. After the Psak, somebody couldn't marry could marry. It's a Pella. It's a Pella.
Wouldn't Tosfos say you could?
It should come out. That Tysus showed you could. It's a Pella. It's a Pella. That's what should come out. I mean, the Echronim do discuss this, and the Echronim are in a spall from it. I mean, can it be? There's a lot of raid about it. What would be? The Maisa, it hasn't got much nafkamina because it can't be, but it ought to come out according to this lumdus that ought to be what emerges. All right, you don't have it. We don't have it in the back. At least mine doesn't have it. There's a kasher from the Echronim. What if? What if the father was in fact a Mitzri Sheni? The father claimed he was a Mitzri Sheni, and the son claimed he was a Mitzri Shlishi. And come along, aid him, and say, no, that's not true. You are in fact a Mitzri Sheni, not a Mitzri Shlishi. In other words, the whole teretz of the Miri was because you're apostling the father. What if you're not? The father was possible already. He was a Mitzri. He wasn't a Mitzri Rishon. He was a Mitzri Sheni. The son thought he was totally mutter. And you're coming along now and doing what?
Passing along.
Now what do you do? What do you say to that? I think it's the Radal. The Radal's Kasha. So I was looking for it and I found it. Radal is this Kasha. David Luria. You're the problem.
What's the problem?
So the Adam Zayman should become Mitzri Sheni. It's clear that the halacha is not that way. I mean, Tyson's premise of his question was it can't be. You don't make a yid into a Mitzri Sheni. We don't know why. So Tyson's is saying it's the solutions. Because if you do this, you do this, you're apostling other people. But here, no one's getting apostled. So I wanted to say you are apostled.
And his wife is getting.
But he's apostle anyway.
Not his father's wife. What do you mean? The Mitzri Shlishi is now supposing Mr. Shani's wife is not going to be apostle. You should know that Adam's
own. You mean of the Mitzri Shlishi was apostle? Yeah. Okay, you're right. So let's say. So let me change it a little bit. Let's say we were talking. You're right. I didn't say the case clearly. The person was already a Mitzri Sheni, and the Adam were coming and saying he's a Mitzri Rishon.
Who are we talking about?
That's what I'm asking.
What extra assumption does a Mitzri Rishon have? What are they trying to do to
the children?
Yeah, right. That's not so sure either.
It only affects the children after that.
Well, right, but that affects other people also.
Don't.
Because they're the children. cash. I don't see the cash.
Maybe they eat him on his remuneration.
No, it's like
the supposed to be granted.
Would have been okay before.
What is it?
He's messing up the grandkids. Normally would have been okay.
Just say your original case, but according to the read, that the wife is him.
What?
Maybe just say according to the read, that the wife is made possible. So then say the father is Mitsuri Shaney, and then the other guy is Mitsuri.
No, the guy is Mitsuri Shaney.
Who's your another generation of kids?
Just answer.
Or we just look at
it. No, but that is the cash. You're right. It's not so schwer. I don't know. I have to see it again.
So we'll go according to the re. To answer his question.
Yeah. In other words, according to the re, it won't pass for the wife. Yes. So. You mean if he was a mitzri shlishi, right? According to Rabbi Yossi, I guess that's going to be the cash. Is according to Rabbi Yossi, if he would be a mitzri shlishi, the father's a mitzri sheni. Adam came along and said that this mitzri shlishi is really mitzri sheni. So the wife doesn't become possible anyway. The children aren't going to be possible either, because he's mitzri sheni. And the father's already possible. Ah, that's the kasha. That was right the first time. Huh?
The children's children.
No, they're all mutter. What have you done? Who have you ushered by doing this? You turn someone who's a mitzri shlishi into a mitzri sheni. What is worse?
Point to me, why doesn't the wife give
According to Biesi, the Biesi in Yavamas, there's a custom. You don't the mitzri sheni doesn't ask for the wife. So in other words, the children are already mutter. The children are still being mutter. The wife is still being mutter. The father was always possible. So I think the answer has to be
maybe you could say he's also possible if he has any brothers. If he's a mitzri sheni, then all his brothers are also.
You mean he would be a mitzri shlishi, so he would make the brothers into mitzri sheni?
As well, yeah.
So he'd have to make his brothers into mitzri sheni. David wants to expand the drasha. It's going all the way to the brothers. So the way we said before, that should be true. That should be true. In other words, as psul mishpacha, you're right. In other words, the drasha ought to encompass all the brothers as well. In the chinami. I was going to suggest that. One teretz could be to say asa the brothers, and even without that, you're also making the Easter of the father more chomer. The father, until it was a mitzri sheni, you're turning him into mitzri rishon. There could be a chumra se Easter in the father as well.
Passing
in any case, the kash is not shver, huh?
Passing his grandchildren.
No, why?
Let me say the why.
You're turning him to mitzri shlishi. So therefore,
shlishi is high.
As in,
see what you can. What you, according to the Taisa and the Holy, according to the Ritva, you could tell me that answer, because when you make his children possible and they're not, you're really doing something to him. Taisa doesn't seem to say that. Taisa isn't going with that. In any case, this is a big machlokes here between Taisa and the Ritva. It's hard to believe, according to Taisa, that the psak would have been matir him b'mamzer, but lechera, the way Taisa is going, that it's a status. There's no indication the status is only l'chumra. It should come out that way. According to the Ritva, you're only stamping halachas. According to that, the halacha should be that he would still be usser. Okay, next. We have time to go. Did you start the next Amar Mekayim? Who did the next set of Amar Mekayim?
We didn't do the whole thing.
Did some of it? All right, so you know what? I think it's already 12:30. We'll leave this, Mitzvah Shem, till tomorrow, but there's going to be other Marmot famous, and this is not it. This is not a whole shiur.